This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bye. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's dispel the myths and get to the facts. The facts are that this has been a busy week in the News Talk Radio world, and here to bring us up to date on what the conversations are, some of the meat, the potatoes, some of the ice cream, the cake. Maybe there's some a little chocolate in here, too, as well, Michael.
Gain weight doing this report.
Yes, right. Exactly. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. Not to trivialize the stories of the people. Sometimes we want to have a little bit of fun because this stuff, you look at the list and there's not much nice or fun.
Have you noticed?
Yes,
I'm sitting here fighting off depression as we prepare for the broadcast, looking over the materials at hand. You know, you talk about dispelling the myths, it'll be mythy and pithy. The problem is it's very depressing. This is a lousy week in terms of stories. A lot of stuff going on. Okay, so let's jump in.
Let's jump into it. That's a good idea, right. Please.
At number 10, we have the Dave Chappelle incident. At number 9, we have...
That's weird in and of itself, isn't it?
It's very depressing. First of all, it's dangerous to be a comedian. And that's on a whole variety of fronts. Not to mention, if a person now can be attacked while standing on stage performing at a serious, you know, venue. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about some bar room in
the Hollywood Bowl.
We're talking about a Hollywood Bowl. We were talking the other recently, you know, about the Academy Awards. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
At number nine, we have a tie between mainstay topics that are sort of pushed down to the bottom, but still talked about: race relations, immigration, and climate change. The fires in New Mexico are fueling a lot of that discussion.
Yeah.
Crime and violence at number 8. Number 7, we have Elon Musk and Twitter, and that's tied with social media in general, is always in our top 10. COVID-19 is at a very unstable number 6. At number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which obviously is ending and being changed by the Russia-Ukraine war. The economy is at 4, and that's not great. At number 3, the January 6th committee grinds on, and that's tied with Donald Trump.
It is a grind, too, isn't it? Just a grind.
Oh, it's grinding on. Just grinding on. And very likely we'll just continue to grind on until the elections, and then the Democrats will lose control of it, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and the GOP, that's also part of number 3, and... J.D. Vance had a victory in Ohio in a Senate primary, which is sort of a bit of a victory for Donald Trump in terms of his role as kingmaker.
Yeah, endorsing me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At number 2, partisan politics and the 2022 and 2024 elections. That's number 2. And number 1, we didn't even know this story was going to be on the chart last week. Mm-hmm. And here it is at number 1, and that is Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go over the people? At number 10, Dave Chappelle, number 9, Elon Musk, Janet Yellen at 8, Kevin McCarthy at 7, Samuel Alito and John Roberts at 6, Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5, Madison Cawthorn at 4, J.D. Vance at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. And there you have it.
The Piece of Work Award this week goes to Madison Cawthorn. Don't you think?
I find myself, and I'm going to admit this, when I see his name, I just sort of close down
don't pay any attention.
He's like on this certain list of goofballs.
Would Marjorie Taylor Greene be another one on that list?
She sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
on a certain level, so is AOC. It's not political as it is how you handle yourself and how loud.
Well, for me, it's people like... It's our senator. You live in Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts. When you look at anything that she says, I just discount it. It's just like
I'm angry. We're going to fight. We're going to fight.
Just noise. She's all noise.
Yes.
And Mitch McConnell's the same way. He's an old fossil. You know, the two of them are back and forth because the economy's number four this week, and because of the suggestions, I suppose this could go into the political partisan politics number two discussion as well. The business about whether or not to pay back student loans, whether we tax those bad guys that run those corporations, get them. Meanwhile, her net worth is four times what it was when she became a senator. Of course, that's just a...
It just happens to turn into a little bit of money.
Right, exactly. Yep. Okay. So anyhow, it's they say, well, she was writing books and speaking. Well, she wouldn't have had the notoriety had she not been elected. I suppose maybe that's a way of looking. It's just all kinds of this stuff, and then people are trying to take a shot at Elon Musk, who basically is one of the best stories of what the American dream is all about. A great American, and he's not even American.
He annoys me. I find him to be an excessive example of the American dream.
Then
it
what
shows
way?
You diminishing returns on all sides. The fact that an individual could rise up through business and make a lot of money, I think that's great.
Yeah.
But when you take it past a certain point, and an individual can buy control over the major venues of communication because he has money, then we have to hope he's a benevolent dictator.
And is he?
I don't know what the hell he is. He's still his book has yet to be written. All I know is I don't like power concentrated in any one individual, and I don't like power concentrated in any one group.
What's the George Orwell line? Power is corrupting, and power corrupts people. There's a line from a George Orwell book that's similar to that. No, it's ultimate power.
There's a lot of lines in Orwell that fit into a lot of the things we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's for sure. But News Talk Radio is about what the issues are of the day and of the week. You can find, by the way, these appear every week as they are floated at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. The whole business about government money and where it goes, I saw something this week. The Stanford University School of Environmentalism got $1 billion to create a sustainability school. Is that the appropriate way for us to spend our money? I guess depends on whether you... I think we all know that the climate is in... I don't know if jeopardy is the right word, but there's a question about it. Is it all man-made, the problem, or is part of it what would be going on anyway? That's kind of like a Roe v. Wade discussion. So let's go back to that for a second, Michael, with your thoughts on how Roe v. Wade will affect the election coming up this fall, because that seems to be on, as the worm squirms, there are a couple of different angles to this. One of them for me is the fact that it's being brought up now when there's so much else going on. How much more hoopla can we stand and take, and why is it necessary to bring this up now? They could have put it off if, they had wanted to. And then the whole business about the latest, the three people Trump appointed all were asked questions definitively about Roe v. Wade, and they all pretty much said it was, decided legislation or something along that line.
Well, some said it was decided back in the early 70s when it became the law of the land. Others say they will obey the law.
Right.
They will follow the law.
They didn't.
Of course,
they haven't.
In many cases, the judiciary in America thinks it's the legislature, that it not only interprets the law, but it creates the law. And, and this is where we're running into problems in terms of the separation of the seats of government, of the different divisions of government, checks and balances. It's very messy out there right now. If you look at history, though, it's always been messy. We're experiencing just this brand of American democratic messiness. So we shouldn't get too depressed over it, because it's not like this is the first time we've had these arguments. The abortion issue, though, is mind-boggling, because it ultimately comes down to philosophy and theology and uncertainty, and that is, when is a fetus officially
a human being? Yeah.
And what is the role of government in protecting life versus our being protected from the government infringing on our privacy?
Mm-hmm.
And these two concepts are at odds with each other, and there isn't really a clearly defined demarcation between the two. This is the issue.
It's strategically Very difficult in terms of the human impact this has. But so many people get involved in this had nothing to do with the human side. Has to do with the political side.
Oh, totally. There are people.
With men, not with women.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so many of the people who are vehement about this issue had completely different points of view at different times in their life based on their political interests.
Yep. That's right. All right. We're going to talk about COVID and the situation. What's the scoop with Joe Biden? Connection to COVID, about his present status, is it because he hasn't delivered on COVID or because he hasn't delivered on the Russia war? Well, let's talk about that as we continue. Lots of issues to discuss this week. Help yourself to comments, too, on our Facebook page at djvshow.com or Instagram and Twitter as well. Here's something that came to light this week in terms of what you are doing there. There's this new drug that people are talking about that's supposed to help you lose 20 pounds in 20 days or something. That comes up. Buy stock in Eli Lilly. I'm not here to, that's not my message, but that's what you're going to find in the next few months. You're going to be the talk of the town is this drug that helps you lose weight. And then at the end of that, though, unless you keep buying the drug, you're not going to be able to keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the right way, the natural way, the honest way to keep weight off after you lose it, no matter how you've lost it. Exercise, dieting, whatever it is, pills, Calitrin, at the end of the day, is the way to save yourself. And there's a new powder. They have a capsule, they have a liquid, and they have a powder. Check it all out. See how it works. Find out the success stories. All natural Calitrin. All the info is at toploss.com.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3 millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take up your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's get into the discussion again with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here every week at this time. This program plays all across the weekend on hundreds of radio stations. The idea is for you, and you can get a podcast of it, too, by the way. Notice the listenership to the podcast is going up. It's at talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can find the reference to it also at djvshow.com or at dougsteffen.com. And so here we are with these issues. We're grinding out our thoughts about it. And it is almost some of this stuff has become a grind. Certainly COVID now, I don't think it's been as low as six since back in March of 2020, has it?
Right. Well, no, it hasn't. But it doesn't mean it's not important. And it doesn't mean
I understand.
It's a big six. It's not. Yeah, we want to lose interest in it. There's this mask denial going on. And it's really funny when you're in a room full of people and no one's wearing a mask and people are, like, out socializing and all that. I don't use the word infectious or contagious, but it is. You believe it's safe. And and at this point, the information that we get from authorities, experts, is so muddy that everybody is out for themselves in terms of what to do about vaccines, boosters, masks, what attitude to have about this, and how dangerous are these new variants that are being uncovered in South Africa and might follow the same path as Omicron and all those. It's very depressing.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. That's what I said. When I was looking for something nice and fun to talk about, no matter what, that's what I try to do on the daily DJV program.
Well,
find stuff that's right, gang.
Start your day with a smile, and you'll be happier and healthier.
Dave Chappelle is number 10 on the people list and number 10 on the story list. The Hollywood Bowl. You've been to the Hollywood Bowl, right?
Yeah,
you've
been.
Yeah. Okay. So you can visualize.
I scored 300 there. Oh, no, wait a second. That was a different Hollywood Bowl. No, I've been to the Hollywood Bowl one time.
Yeah.
One time in my life, I was pulled into seeing a Barry Manilow concert.
Oh, good for you. I love Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, you're talking to the right guy. I think Barry Manilow is fabulous. People all tease me. The girls on the DJV show tease the heck out of me when I sing along with a Barry Manilow song. Anyway.
It's okay. We understand.
So he didn't get attacked on stage, and not likely he would Who's the guy? What do we know about this guy? He's been charged, what, with three or four
23 years
counts?
Old. 23 years old. I think his name is Isaiah Lee.
Yeah.
He had some kind of a weird fake gun.
Yeah.
He is not going to be prosecuted by the Los Angeles District Attorney. Because they don't believe
that guy doesn't
felony.
Prosecute anybody. He's
useless. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the DAs all around the country are all wimps, and that's one of the problems in terms of crime in America. And but he is being held, and he's being charged with misdemeanors and all kinds of stuff. So it stinks. Interestingly, yeah. Jamie Foxx and Chris Rock were part of a Netflix show that was being done, and they calmed the audience down.
Yes. And Chris Rock said, "Is that Will Smith?"
Yeah.
Taking a laugh. But yeah, that's something like that. And he's very good at that. I mean, under this, Chris Rock is very, very, very good. And that sort of thing. It's too bad. It didn't hurt him. Remember when he came to Boston a couple of weeks ago, right after the Academy Awards, and people were paying $8,000 just to have a chance to go in. And he didn't ever say anything in his performance, but people were paying $8,000 from scalpers out in the street to get in to see Chris Rock. God love the guy. But anyway, it's another reflection of the wackadoodle world that we live in, and part of the things that we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four astronauts successfully returned to Earth in a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft today, bringing an end to their six-month-long journey at the International Space Station. It splashed down off the coast of Florida at 12:43 a.m. Eastern.
All right, as you can see there on your screen, Dragon Endurance carrying a dark blue copy. We see the fan and crew has splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Female Corrections Officer 56-year-old Vicky White, who escaped with an Alabama inmate facing murder charges, had a relationship with the man that spanned at least 2 years. That's according to the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office. She remains at large with 6'9" Casey White at 38 years old. Both are considered armed and dangerous. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre starting May 13th. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Current spokesperson Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she is married to a CNN anchor and correspondent, Suzanne Volvino. And she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary. Senator Kennedy on the Hill asked Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas this week about his new disinformation department.
When the department picked Ms. Jankiewicz, did it know that she had vouched for the veracity of the Steele dossier?
We did not discuss internal hiring processes. Two, I was not aware of that fact. Three, as the Secretary of Homeland Security, I am responsible for the decisions of the department. And four, it is my understanding that Ms. Jankiewicz is a subject matter expert. I was not aware of those videos. I, as a secretary, am responsible for the decisions of the department. The department does not discuss its internal hiring processes.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
About 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's not really a show because you can't see it, but it's the Talk Radio
what?
Countdown program.
What?
What?
You can't see it? This is the theater of the mind. Of course you can see it.
That's
My
what it
goodness,
is.
Doug.
Uh-huh.
This is okay, the show. This is the greatest show on earth. Radio.
It is. That's true. As an aside, you should come visit my farm this summer. We actually booked a circus to come to the farm.
Are you
later
serious?
In August. Yes, right. So you can come, maybe bring your lovely wife Bernadette and enjoy the circus.
I have a circus act that I've been doing for years.
Juggling?
I'm a fat lady.
You're a fat lady?
I'm the fat lady, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to some of these other universal items. Oh, actually, I wanted to mention, speaking of who's who and what's what, the annual Talkers Countdown, I'm sorry, Talkers Convention. the weekly Talkers Countdown. It's the annual Talkers Convention taking place in New York City in June at Hofstra University. It's a great venue. We'll do the program from there that Friday morning. So anybody who is anybody in the world of news talk radio and talk in general are going to be in attendance, I would assume. Yes, that's usually the way it is.
More so than ever. This is
really
a heck of a gal. Oh, take a look at Talkers. You'll see the lineup so far. It's amazing. And you're going to broadcast from there, huh?
It's going to be great. I am. Well, if I'm invited to do that.
A wonderful facility to broadcast from. You're going to get spoiled. You're going to want to be there all the time.
We did it the last time. When was the last time we were there? We were there last year.
Last year.
And we were there a number of years before that. Yeah, the studios are great.
2015.
Met a lot of young students. Now. This is a school of broadcasting. Hofstra is where you went to school.
Yep.
And so it's a not a tricky place to be taken care of. It's very good, and it's a good, I don't know, I just enjoy it. I love going into, you know what it is with me? I'm used to working in a studio in my home, and I have been doing it that way. I may have been probably the first guy, frankly, without crowing about it, that did radio this way back in the early 90s. And so now when I go into a studio, and I was working at KBC, I loved going in there because it was a real radio station. It's like, you know, the feeling of it. And going into those studios they have at Hofstra, that's going into a real radio studio, real radio station. And there's something about those of us who have their grassroots coming up in this business. We love going into real studios. That sounds silly.
However, no, it doesn't sound silly at all. However, a little inside baseball here.
Yes.
It ain't the same as it was in the old days, and I don't like saying that, but there was something about the old-fashioned radio stations with turntables, cart machines, you know, the clatter of the teletype machines coming from a newsroom where there are a bunch of news people. You know, there was a smell, the smell of the felt and the ink. That doesn't exist anymore. Radio stations today are like computer centers. Everything is computerized.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So you can run a radio station on a keyboard, as opposed to with all those knobs and dials and things.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I got three screens here in the studio and a microphone. That's pretty much it. There's no knobs. I have a control board that has little knobs and sliders and stuff. But it's not like sitting around that big board, and it was just not fun.
But they all still work. But there was something about the big, and every radio station had a slightly different board. So when you got a job at a new radio station, and in many cases you had to run your own board. That's called comboing, where you were both your own board operator and the talent.
Yeah.
It was like driving a car for the first time. You know, you ever rent a car and you don't know where the key is, and there's no key and it's a button, and you don't know how to turn on the windshield wiper when it starts raining.
There's a certain amount of inside baseball for this for folks who are listening. I'm just thinking about other stations that I worked in. I can remember being at WCAU in Philadelphia, and I had no jurisdiction. The union guys, the techs, had what we called final jurisdiction, which meant that whatever was on the air wasn't up to you. It was up to them. And you must have worked in places like that.
I've worked in every situation in radio. I've been in radio long enough to. I've worked with union workers. I've worked combo. I've had board operators. I've worked at the biggest radio stations with the finest equipment, and I broadcast from junk holes.
Me too.
I mean, I've done the same thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So anyway, back to the Talkers Convention, and who's going to be there? A lot of bluster and muster, and it'll be the usual. It's an egocentric. The energy in the room.
Well, I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean,
I know you don't, but I
see it as productive. I see it as productive.
Not productive. It's just funny. It's amusing. I think somebody might say that about me. What are you talking about? I'm just saying this is a collective of energy of egos.
Well, it's an industry of colorful people.
Yeah.
Colorful characters go into these industries that are half business, half art, half technical, half spontaneous, a lot of ego, comedy, tragedy. I mean, it's an amazing field. And it has a certain culture to it that, you know, having spent much of my life as part of it, you know, I see it changing, I see it fading, but I still see it has life in it. And this convention...
Oh, yeah.
Is sort of one of the things that keeps the tradition of radio alive at the center of the hub of a bigger wheel of multi-platform media. I mean, there is no such thing anymore as radio, as newspapers, as movies, as television. It's all blending together into something that has yet to fully coalesce. And we cling to these 20th century notions that, you know, you work at a newspaper or you read the paper or you're watching a TV show or you go to the movies. But it's all different and it's getting increasingly different.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, let's go back to Joe Biden, who's our president, he's number one on the people list, as usual. There are people who continue, they make a career out of taking presidents, taking the pulse of the people when it comes to presidents. How do you like that for alliteration? And there are those who continue to look at Biden's approval ratings, mostly the people that don't like him. He's down and up and this, that, and the other thing. What's the problem? Why is he going down? Is it COVID? Is it the situation with Russia? Is it just general malaise? Because every time he opens his mouth, somebody comes up behind him with a broom to clean up what he said. So there are a lot of different examples, and I wonder if we don't go overboard with this, trying to every day measure the effectiveness of somebody like the president. It isn't just Biden; it's all these guys now who are there measuring their effectiveness. We have lost trust supposedly in Biden. I saw that as a headline, huh? What? You trusted Trump? trusted Bush? You know, what? Come on.
Every president makes the previous president seem good.
Yeah. That's what we said.
Every president creates nostalgia for the guy we got rid of or suffered with.
Bush is a bum. Yeah, now
Bush
he's
is bad.
Suit. Yeah.
I remember seeing an off-Broadway play called Bush is Bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was George W. Bush.
Well, he was bad, but... But who was...
He was horrible. I mean, look, Trump won the nomination in 2016 by going against Bush. He did he did something that was considered sacrilegious. He turned on his own party. Mm. The Bushes were sanctified.
Well, the party isn't that party anymore. That's not the same party.
Well, parties don't say the parties change.
Yeah.
You know, it's fascinating to look at the concept of a political party in America. It's a very loosely connected set of people and values. There's no such thing as a political party, you know, being unchanging. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, I didn't leave the party left me.
Yep. That's what I'd say.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a Republican most of my life. I'm not now. There's nothing about what the mainstay of the Republican Party, there's nothing there for me, anyway. And I find that it's kind of sad. Actually, when you get right down to brass tacks, I think that it's too bad, because I always enjoyed, as you know, when I was first starting out, I remember being on the air in Cincinnati at WCKY, doing afternoons there, and the first day I was on the air, I got a call, because I went on the air, and I said I was in Boston, and here we are, blah, blah, blah. First call is, you stupid East Coast liberal bastard, get on the next plane and go back to Boston. And I said, but sir, I'm a Republican. No, you're not. You know, that kind of stuff. So
Was that your first taste of bias?
I had gotten it in St. Louis at KMOX, kind of the same. Kind of got the same reception. So, you know, it is what it is. People, and I find more of that today. You get responses from the stations. We're being heard on 345 stations around the country this weekend. And you can be sure that what either or both of us say doesn't settle well with some people who are listening. Yeah,
I didn't say something as inflammatory as, I used to be a Republican, but there's nothing there for me now.
No, you didn't.
I wouldn't say
I'll take credit for that.
Yeah. You know, when sometimes people blame me for what you say, and I have to fight them off. No, that was Doug.
Anyway, it's my fault. Send your email to me.
What you say is, you go, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. And they think you're Michael Harrison when you say that.
Well, listen, I'm no Michael Harrison. You can be sure of that. All right, coming up next
is an overview
of the what's Michael talking about on the MH interview this week. We'll get to that in a matter of moments.
Hi, I'm Representative Cindy Ryu from Washington. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. 60 million adults are living with major depressive disorder, and there's a new category of treatments becoming available called prescription digital therapeutics. They're app-based technologies that use high-quality software to prevent, manage, or treat a medical condition like depression. If you think you may be experiencing symptoms of depression, talk to your doctor and learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
All right, reaching new heights in terms of interviews. Michael Harrison does an interview every week. It's sort of a complimentary thing to what's being discussed on the Countdown and In Talker. So this week, who's the star?
Greg Stebbin, who is a fellow who used to be Men's Health magazine editor and their radio spokesman. He's a great interviewee. He went to Ukraine on his own, and he is, for the sake of keeping that story alive in the media, and he's doing interviews on radio, and I talked to him about his process of doing that, as well as what he has seen in Poland and Ukraine. Greg Stebbin, it's a very interesting insight.
Were you troubled? Your reaction troubled?
My reaction to everything about the Ukraine war is troubling to me.
Yeah.
I think it's a horrible thing.
Is he safe over there?
Relatively so, because he's on the west side of the country,
Ukraine,
which is
yeah.
far safer than the east side.
Yeah,
but then
right.
again, is anybody safe anywhere in the world?
That's a great question. Ask Dave Chappelle about that.
There you go.
Much
you
anything else. He'd be a good interview for the Michael Harrison interview. All right, check
be.
It all out at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Greg Stebbin with Michael Harrison, who's with me as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Okay, 53 after the hour. It's now time on the DJV program for Chuck Curry to join us with Movie Moments and the theme from Friends. So let's see a Friends movie. How about it? What do you think, Chuck? A Friends movie?
They probably would pay him a lot of money to do it, but I don't think it'll happen. Anyway, this day in TV history, May 6, 2004, last and final episode of Friends aired on NBC, attracting 52.5 million viewers. Pretty good night for NBC. Overall, 236 episodes. It's one of the most profitable sitcoms of all time. The cast has made an absolute fortune. They just returned last year for an HBO Max special, which they all were paid handsomely. But I'd rather see them do an episode and went into character. That's not what they did. Basically, it was an interview.
They set the standard for pay for shows like that, and they also set the standard for how people in an ensemble cast work with management or work with producers as to all sticking together. I think one of the shows that's, what is it, what's that family, Modern Family? Didn't they all do the same thing?
Yes. Well, yeah, a handful of them have done that concept. But actually, I said this before in the air, the first actor that really pioneered the way for all the big money and syndication rights was Carol O'Connor in All in the Family when he cut a deal for syndication payout. That was never done before that. It was basically you filmed you did your work, you got paid. That was it.
We
and the producers
it.
Right. Owned it. Carol O'Connor really changed the landscape back in the 70s with All in the Family. And, comedy sitcoms are a lot easier to syndicate than one-hour dramas. For whatever reason, this is the attention span of one-hour dramas. And if you miss episodes of one-hour drama, you sort of lose focus on the forward momentum, where sitcoms, you could really watch any season and enjoy.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, that is timeless stuff, no question about it. All right, so you went to see Doctor Strange last night, opening this weekend. What do we expect from this sequel?
Well, it's tracking around $180 to $200 million opening weekend. No doubt it's gonna open. Here's the thing. I almost hate saying this, but if you go in wanting to see a Doctor Strange movie, I think the movie's fine. I think Benedict Cumberbatch is a terrific actor, really good presence. He's always been awesome in this role. It's directed by Sam Raimi, who did the original two Tobey Maguire or three Spider-Man movies, and he's done a lot of horror stuff like the Evil Dead franchise. So this movie does have a lot of spooky visuals.
That stuff, yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. This movie was promoted and advertised months ago as something a lot more than what you get. I thought, and a lot of people who walk in will think there's going to be a ton, and I mean a ton of cameo appearances in the multiverse from other Marvel characters. There's a few, but very, very scarce. And I think that will throw some people off. So I thought it was entertaining enough as a Doctor Strange movie, but if you're looking for something mind-blowing in the Marvel universe, I don't think you're going to get it.
It just looks weird. I don't like that.
I'd rather go see Liam Neeson in his movie.
Yeah.
It does have weirdness to it, but I think a lot of people were sold people on a bunch of massive cameos in this movie, and
they're not there.
They're not really there. I don't want to spoil anything else. I mean, I'd give it a 6 out of 10. That's what I would give it. Yeah,
well, I went to see the new Liam Neeson movie the other night, and if you're in the same vein that I am in terms of what you want to see, this is the best Liam Neeson movie that's been around for quite a long time.
Well, that's good.
Well done. And so if you want to go to the movies and you can't stand the thought of all of that crap that they throw at you in the sort of Doctor Strange thing, then go see Liam. He's a good
story. Well, I just want to let you know that Marvel and producer Kevin Feige are planning the next decade of Marvel superhero movies as we speak. So this trend is not going to end. I just want to go over from now until early June. So today is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, big movie. Next weekend, we get the remake of Firestarter, Stephen King movie, Zac Efron's a star. I don't feel a lot of promotion for this. It is going to be in theaters. It feels like a dump to me. May 20th, big one for adults, Downton Abbey. This one should do well.
Yep.
May 27th, Maverick, May 27th, Memorial Day weekend. Maverick, Top Gun with Tom Cruise.
Super. Yeah.
The feedback was really good on the screening they did the other night. And then June 10th, Jurassic World Dominion, bring back the cast of Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern with Chris Pratt, and Dallas Bryce Howard. That is going to be a big film. See, the difference now, post-pandemic, is you don't get a ton of big movies, but the big movies that come out are going to have high interest.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Chucker. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.